the cliche is that addiction is a disease of isolation. And for me, it was literally a disease of isolation in that I isolated myself in my apartment. But it's also just, you know, the fact, I mean, I don't believe that any of us do anything alone, but particularly recovery, I don't think anyone can do alone. I mean, even if it doesn't have to be a structured thing. For me, 12-step groups were really helpful, but I do think whatever, you know, your particular path to recovery or sobriety or whatever it is, you know, it has to involve other people. Because I mean, both for like accountability, but also for fun. Because one of the huge things that people and the huge misconceptions about sobriety among, you know, particularly people who want to get sober is that I'll never have fun again. And that is so untrue, but you also have to work at it and you have to find things to replace what you were doing before. And for me, that's been, you know, taking long walks, you know, socially distanced walks with people and doing Zoom calls and talking on the phone again, which, you know, I'm a young Gen Xer, but most people don't talk on the phone anymore. You know, but just building that connection so I don't get lost in the swirl of my thoughts, because my thoughts were always part of what drove me to drink. You know, I mean, there's a physical addiction or a physical dependency, but it was always my thoughts. And talking to other people and just being connecting with other people is, you know, I think it's the only way to find recovery, and you can't do it alone.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.